McElman is originally from New York City. The Democrat settled in Schenectady in her early 20s after a tragedy left her family homeless for 3 months. She primaried McCarthy in his bid for a third four-year term. Inspired by that close defeat, McElman threw her hat in the ring for state senate, defeating Donovan McRae in the June primary. McRae was backed by Schenectady Democrats and Mayor McCarthy. Tedisco served more than 3 decades in the state assembly, including a stint as minority leader, before he was elected to the state senate in 2016. The Republican says his focus for much of this year has been on helping constituents weather the pandemic and reaching out to businesses.
I visited those businesses and brought PPEs and brought disinfectants to them. We did an unbelievable job, and I thank my staff for that. For those individuals which were having problems getting their unemployment checks. We must have got close to thousands of those to get those checks out to them. Of course, working with the federal congressional people that we also work with to get the stimulus checks out and the loans. And I think you know the work I've been doing on the most vulnerable population who lost their lives during this last 7 months, our nursing home patients who died in the homes, but also got sick and died in the hospital.
The 70-year-old Tedisco cites creating jobs and bringing back the state's economy among his concerns. He says he and McElman do not see eye to eye on issues, including public safety.
I support our policemen and our law enforcement. I think it's ridiculous, and I know my constituents have been outraged that she talks about unfunding the police. Yes, there are some bad policemen, and I think we have to root them out. They have to lose their jobs. What happened to George Floyd is an abomination, and anybody who does that should not only lose their job, be arrested, but go to jail. But my goodness, 99% of these men and women put their life on the line every day. And as I said, the most beautiful sound that their family members have is when they come home, they hear the sound of Velcro. They're taking off their body armor. How many people go to work to protect us that use body armor?
Tedisco, who has been a prominent supporter of St. Clair's hospital pensioners, is endorsed by major labor and law enforcement groups. He thinks McElman exhibits socialist leanings.
You know, I'm a teacher, and my opponent is a teacher, and I got the teacher's endorsement. I got the New York State United Teachers statewide endorsement, and I don't know how a teacher goes before her students and says, yeah, I'm going to help provide jobs here. I'm going to legalize prostitution. I mean, that's a disgrace, because the only thing it's going to do, it's going to continue to dehumanize women. But the other thing it will do, maybe give pimps very expensive offices on Wall Street. That's no way to solve a problem, by just legalizing them.
McElman, who is 42, has the endorsement of former presidential candidate and native son Andrew Yang, and says she identifies with Yang's people over politics stance. She also favors his idea of a universal basic income.
If we had that stimulus check every single month since the shutdown, every single month, every family getting at least $1,000 or even $1,200 every month, which we can do, we definitely would not be in the situation right now. I would not be sitting here telling you I can't sell my house and regular folk can't pay rent. Neither can I. So I wouldn't be saying that if we had a UBI. Alaska has been doing it for years. Their revenue that supports UBI, which I'm going to be pushing forward, is oil. Our oil is technology. That's our oil money of the 21st century. We can do value-added tax. We can do stock transfer tax. All of those things can definitely help to support a continuation of stimulus checks.
McElman believes she has her finger firmly on the pulse of the people.
It's just simple logic, and it's not, well, I have to play party politics or some nonsense like that. I'm living it. I know it. And I know, and so do the people that I'm representing, understand exactly what it is that they need. And I think that's what's missing with our leadership right now. They have forgotten how to listen to the people and work for the people, not themselves.
She thinks the 49th is ready for new leadership.
Looking at this current representative, my question is, are you creating commerce or noise? And commerce in the sense of social dealings with the people. What is beneficial to all? And are you creating value or likes? It seems that our current representative is more for photo ops, ribbon cuttings, and ice cream socials instead of actually sitting and listening. When I am elected, I will make sure that I always listen to the people. Always, like I do now.
The 4,000-square-mile, heavily Republican state Senate district encompasses all of Fulton and Hamilton counties and parts of Saratoga, Schenectady, and Herkimer counties. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.